It is August 9th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC proposed rules to improve clearing agency governments and to mitigate conflict of interest towards the goal of building more transparent and reliable clearinghouses. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler offered a statement of support, of course, and we have two dissenting statements, one from new Commissioner Mark Iuda and the other from Commissioner Hester Pierce. Kevin Wolf is leaving Euronext, where he served as CEO of Euronext FX and Euronext US. Colin Lambert of The Full FX reported in an apparent scoop. Wolf has not announced his future plans yet. The Trade also reported on Wolf's departure. CFTC Commissioner Kristen N. Johnson will host a roundtable for CFTC staff to discuss digital assets and financial inclusion. Chairman Rostam Benham will make opening remarks, and CFTC Chief Diversity Officer Tanisha Cole Edmonds will make closing remarks for the August 10th virtual event held from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. CFTC Chairman Benham is also seeking nominations for the Agricultural Advisory Committee membership and public comments on topics for discussion. He should really just send some CFTC staffers to hang out at some feed stores and local coffee shops nearby where some farmers congregate to collect some ideas for discussion. I'm sure they would come back with notebooks full of ideas. The FBI conducted a search of Mar-a-Lago, the residence of former President Donald Trump, in search of classified documents he may have taken with him after leaving office, instead of turning them over to the National Archives and Records Administration. This unprecedented search of a former president's residence by the FBI was on August 8th, the anniversary of President Richard Nixon's resigning from office. It's rather ironic that Bloomberg is reporting on a proposed hosepipe ban in London, which will cause lawns to turn brown, on their green news page. And as hot and dry as it is in London, Tokyo has already broken a record for severe heat days in a year with 14 days of 35 degrees Celsius so far. Euronext is looking for an apprentice global sales commodities in Paris. Author and historian David McCullough has died at the age of 89, the New York Times reported. McCullough was the author of several best-selling books, including one on Presidents John Adams and Harry Truman. He was one of my favorite authors, and I have read nearly every one of the books he has written, including his book on the Brooklyn Bridge and the incredible story of the Panama Canal, The Path Between the Seas. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Registration is open for FIA Expo taking place this 14th to 15th November at a new location, the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk Chicago. Experience compelling panels, build your knowledge, product demos that deliver innovative solutions, and networking opportunities that celebrate human connections. Whether you're a trader chasing the latest trends affecting the markets, a back office manager seeking ways to increase operational efficiency, or a business strategist looking for what's next, you'll find it at Expo. This year, FIA is offering full conference, single day, and exhibits plus registration options. Learn more and register by the 2nd of September for the best rates. Register with the link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from MarketWatch. What is crypto winter? Here are the basics on this period of market cooling. In the first half of 2022, the price of every major cryptocurrency dropped. Now a handful of crypto-related companies are facing serious financial difficulties, including bankruptcy. This period of market cooling has become known as crypto winter. Unlike terms such as market correction or bear market, crypto winter doesn't have a precise definition. My comment. We all know there is a crypto fall, but how about summer and spring? Here's a story from the FT. First single bond ETFs look set to revolutionize across two treasuries. These three funds will hold latest issues of 10-year, 2-year, and 3-month treasury bonds and bills. The first single bond exchange-traded funds in the world are set to list on the NASDAQ exchange on Tuesday in a move that could revolutionize how some traders access U.S. Treasuries. The launch follows hot on the heels of the first single stock ETFs in the U.S. and illustrates a growing trend for vehicles to target ever more specific exposures, eschewing the diversification at the heart of the traditional fund structure. My comment. ETFs continue to come up with new and amazing ways to make simple things more layered and complicated, yet simple. Here's a story from the BBC. Qantas asks executives to work as baggage handlers for 3 months. Australian airline Qantas has asked senior executives to work as baggage handlers for 3 months as it tries to tackle an acute labor shortage. The firm's head of operations is looking for at least 100 volunteers to work at Sydney and Melbourne airports. My comment, very senior baggage handler. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Mexico should stop making beer in drought-plagued north, AMLO says. Mexico, the world's largest beer exporter, should stop making the drink in the north of the country as the region faces severe water shortages, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Monday. My comment, okay, now we have a problem. All right, here's Monday's top three. Our top story Monday was the humbling of Coinbase from the New York Times. The second was notice and registration page for FIA Expo 2022, which will take place on November 14th and 15th at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk. Third was the CFTC complaint. CFTC charges Nevada metals trader with spoofing in gold and silver markets. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Yahoo Finance, U.S. sanctions crypto mixing service Tornado Cash, citing North Korea ties. The U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, announced Monday it sanctioned major Web3 mixing service Tornado Cash. OFAC said the service is often used by well-known North Korean state-sponsored hacking cell Lazarus Group, a cohort of prolific crypto hackers which are known to use stolen funds to help the rogue state finance its nuclear weapons program. Despite public assurances otherwise, Tornado Cash has repeatedly failed to impose effective controls designed to stop it from laundering funds for malicious cyber actors on a regular basis and without basic measures to address its risk, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson. Here's a press release from the SEC. SEC proposes rules to improve clearing agency governance and to mitigate conflicts of interest. The Securities and Exchange Commission today proposed new rules to help improve governance arrangements across all registered clearing agencies by reducing the likelihood that conflicts of interest may influence the board of directors or equivalent governing body of a registered clearing agency. I was pleased to support this proposal because if adopted, it would enhance governance standards for all registered clearinghouses, particularly with regards to conflicts of interest, said SEC Chair Gary Gensler. I think these rules would help to build more transparent and reliable clearinghouses. This, in turn, would help ensure our markets are more resilient, protecting investors and building trust in our markets. And then finally, here's a story from the full FX. Euronext FX CEO leaves. Kevin Wolf, CEO of Euronext FX and Euronext US, is leaving the group to pursue other external opportunities. Confirming his departure, the company says the managing board of Euronext thanks him for his significant contribution to the business. Wolf joined Euronext just under 5 years ago from a short spell with Viable Markets, prior to which he spent almost 6 years with Eris Exchange. He started his career in banking with Lehman Brothers Fixed Income Group over a 7-year spell before moving to Bank of America for 4 years, where he was managing director, Global Capital Markets. He is currently chair of the FX Professional Association. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.